I'm Michelle Crean Stellner, and I joined this lovely group in the fall of 2009 when we were all 14 years younger. We've laughed, we've cried, we've written books, and better than that, we've created a community of trust and culture. It's wonderful. Some of my writer friends tell me that I should be a food writer. So this is a little piece that I wrote. It's called All the Egg Things. Lots of eggs were eaten in our family of six growing up in St. Paul. Scrambled and over easy were the breakfast options. Poached eggs over buttered toast cubes in a bowl were served when we were recuperating from the stomach flu. They were so good as the bridge to real food from saltines and 7-Up. Egg salad sandwiches on simple white bread were great with the crunch of a chopped bit of celery and briny chopped olives. We were not a pickle in the egg salad family. In winter, you might get an egg salad sandwich for your school lunch with the hope that the mayonnaise would not go bad in the cooler temperatures. One morning, my sister Shannon would not eat her scrambled eggs for breakfast, much to the frustration of my dad. Shan may have put too much salt on them or just wasn't in an egg mood, but she sat stubbornly at the kitchen table drinking her milk and ignoring my father. He finally said, "Well, I'll put them into your lunch sandwich so they don't go to waste." Shan moved towards her fork, but it was too late. We had to catch the school bus. Out went the bologna and in went the scrambled eggs as Dad slid the sandwich back into the Wax Tech's bag. Shan was crying when we walked down the street and said through trembling lips that kids would pick on her if they saw the scrambled egg sandwich in the lunchroom. We were lucky enough to have a view of the block beyond our bus stop where we could see the bus coming. I pulled Shan under the boughs of the big pine tree at the corner of Pascal Street and Brenner Avenue and opened the sandwich. I dumped the eggs onto the pine needles and we ran out and caught the bus. It turned out that two pieces of plain white bread did not draw any attention in the lunchroom. We kept that a secret from our parents until we were much older and could laugh with them about it. Mom always made deviled eggs with minced onions, green olives and chives or parsley, always with a garnish of paprika on top. For family parties, us kids would have to peel dozens of eggs over the kitchen sink. We eventually learned to make deviled eggs ourselves. Now I often make my deviled eggs with sweet curry, cumin, coriander, and the requisite minced celery, onions, and green olives. When I first made quiche in 1976, the recipe was from the Red Betty Crocker cookbook, which I got for my wedding shower. I always served it with a big salad and some bread. My in-laws came to visit my husband and I one weekend, and I had quiche Lorraine in the oven when they arrived, thinking I would serve them a trendy dinner. After my father-in-law had taken a few bites, he looked up from his plate and said seriously, "Where is the meat?" I replied that Lorraine-style quiche had bacon in it. It became a joke between Jim and I whenever I made quiche, which he loves. For Christmas in 1982, I gave Jim the hottest new book, Real Men Don't Eat Quiche. I still use the Betty Crocker quantities for my quiche, although the ingredients vary. I now make 4 or 5 of them with Thanksgiving leftovers like wild rice, sweet potatoes, onions, spinach, and veggies, but not the turkey. Now family members expect quiche after Thanksgiving, and I'm happy to comply.